Says the Mishnah, Ein Choshishin, we don't have to be afraid, Shema Girura Chulda, Mi Bayis LeBayis. Let's say a person's in the middle of doing a Bedika, and he checked one area already, one house of his, one place in his house, so and the rest of his house is obviously not Baduk yet. So maybe he should be afraid that a Chulda, a weasel, came and took Chometz from somewhere that wasn't checked yet and brought it to somewhere that was checked. And if that's the case, he's going to have a very long night. So says the Mishnah, you don't have to be afraid that the weasel dragged the chametz in the bayis to bayis, or from one place within the bayis to another place within the bayis. The imkain, because if you're going to start suspecting for that mechatzah the chatzer, so then you go even further. Maybe it'll take from one chatzer to another chatzer as well, in the ear to ear, and the double seif. And then there's no end to how much you'll be choshed for, and you'll never end the Vedika. So Teretz is, you don't have to be choshed, you don't have to be afraid of that. So the Gemara is medayik, time at the loy chazina. The only reason why we're not afraid that maybe the weasel came and took chametz from a place that had chametz to a place that didn't have chametz is because you didn't see it. And this is a klal we have many times in Issa V'Heter, something that you don't have to emotionally be afraid, like maybe a little bit of milk fell into my flesh again, so on and so forth. If you didn't see anything, then you don't have to be afraid of something. So in our Mishnah, the reason why you're not chayshid for anything is you if you don't see a weasel carrying something, so mechatesi it happened. You don't have to be chayshid that it happened. However, hachazina, but it's masra from the Mishnah, had you seen a weasel walking around with a piece of chametz in its mouth, hachazina shakol chashinon. So then, we're afraid that maybe he took it to a place that already had a bedika, uboy bedika, and you're going to have to do the bedika over again. Vamai, even if you see a weasel walking around with a piece of chametz, what are we afraid of? Neymar chalte, if he's carrying the chametz, why can't we just assume that it ate the chametz? And if it ate the chametz, so vayter, I don't have to check for it, it's gone. Mila Tanan, didn't we learn a similar thing in a Mishnah? There's a Mishnah in Maseches Olos, it says, Maduris Akum, the living quarters where a goyim live, Tameim, are all considered Misafik Tamei Oil. Why? Because when the goyim live there, their wives have nephilim, and they don't care about burying them properly because they don't care about tumas, and they just throw if there's a nephil, if there's a miscarried fetus, they'll just throw it around somewhere in the house. So every house we have to be choshed that it's tameh. Now according to the rabbanon, that goyim are tameh b'oil, so then you have to be choshed that it's mamash tameh b'oil. Even according to Reb Shimon ben Yochai, that we know he holds that goyim are not tameh b'oil. But even he agrees that they're talking about Magal Masa, so you could still have to be choshed that by Magal Masa you could end up becoming Tamei inside the living quarters of a guy. V'kama Yisheh, how long do you have to wait by mother in this place? How long does he have to stay there? I mean, let's say a guy moved into a new place, so how long does he have to be there? That you should start being choshed that maybe there's an eifel there until you check to ascertain to make sure that there's not. Once he's there for 40 days, which happens to be the time of Yetzirah Zavlad, less than 40 days from conception, even if there is a miscarriage, we call it Maya Ba'alma, it's as if it's just plain water. Once it's 40 days, there's already a Tzura Zavlad enough that the fetus that came out that was miscarried is considered a vlad. So at once it's there for 40 days, that's when we're choshed for the tumah.
Why do we need to wait for him to be 40 days?
Maybe right. So this is a very good question. Why do you have to wait that long? Maybe he came with a wife that was pregnant from before.
Right.
So it seems they speak about it. There's some Ibn that talks about it. There's other achronim that talk about this. Since the whole thing over here is only Gzeira, is only Taka, so they were for whatever reason they were misakin the Gzeira for that amount of time. It's not like it couldn't have happened faster. That's the shear that they were misakin. But why they picked the shear and Chanam, the Rishonim Achrayim are Taka bothered by that. And even if you know that this guy is not married, you have to be choshed. Why? Because guy is on all the time. So just because he's not married doesn't mean that he didn't bring into his house one day, one night, a woman who was mizada with her, and then she stayed around until she miscarried, and therefore vaita, we have to be choshed that maybe there's a vlad, a nafil somewhere in this house. However, says the Mishnah, v'chol makim shechulda v'chazir yichol v'mahalich, anywhere where weasels go, or chazirim go, pigs go, then ain't sarvadika, you don't have to check there. Because even if there was an eifel there, the chulda will take it, the chazir will take it, and we'll get rid of it. So therefore, we don't have, so there's no problem, we don't have to suspect for tumah. So what do we see? We see that when a chulda takes something, he gets rid of it. So why in our Mishnah, when it takes the bread, and in a case that we know it took the bread, then we say we're choishet that it dropped it off somewhere in the house, and the house needs a new bedika, why don't we say it gets rid of it the same way that we say in this Mishnah at all, is that it gets rid of it? So Amar Reb Zeir, so Reb Zeir says first heretz, loikasha habazar b'lechem. There's a big difference. That Mishnah over there, we're talking about a nafil, that's basar. Whereas our Mishnah, we're talking about chametz, which is lechem, which is bread. The boss of the Mishairu, when it comes to meat, he's not going to leave over meat, he's going to eat it all up. Masha'en kim balechem, if it's just bread, Mishairu, so then Lav Dafka's going to eat the whole thing. And therefore we have to be afraid that wherever it took it to, whichever corner of the house it took it to start eating, it ate some of it, and some of it's still left over. And therefore we have a problem, we have chametz lying around somewhere in the house. Amarava, Rava answers another teretz. Even without the chilek between basar and lechem, the whole kasha doesn't really begin. Because, hi, Mai, what's your comparison? Bishlama Hassam, over there, Emer Hava, Emer Loyhava. We don't know for sure that there was ever a navel there. It's a suffix. Maybe there was a navel there that's causing the house to be tame. Maybe there wasn't. Ve'im Timsa Loyhmer Hava, and even on the tzad, that there was a navel there, Emer Chosi. There's a tzad to say that a weasel came and got rid of the nafil. I mean, so it's a suffix versus a suffix. You could, without going into the whole halakhah of sveksek over here, so you can say it one of two ways. Either this is a sveksek, because first of all, it might not have been there in the first place, and even if it wasn't there in the even if it was there in the first place, maybe it was eaten up. But even if this is not a valid sveksek based on all the kolam of sveksek, but over here there's a suffix. Problem could be rectified, but with a suffix answer. Avahacha, Masha Enkin, by us, the Vadi, the Chazina, the Shakal, over here there's a Vadi Chametz here. We saw, that's the case we're talking about. We saw the weasel come and take the Chametz. So we have a Vadi problem. And now, we want to say that maybe, possibly, it ate up the Chametz that it took. Miyemra da Achalte, that which we say, maybe it ate it, maybe it didn't eat it, have a suffix. Uvadai, so we have a suffix versus a vadai, and the rule is ain't suffix mighty midei vadai. Whenever you have a vadai problem and you have a suffix solution, and it's clear from Rashi and other Rishonim in the sugya, even if the suffix over here is not just like a shot in the dark, maybe even if there's a roiv, there's a good reason to be slaymach on the solution, but slaymach called slaymach, it's not 100%. It's just the suffix. So the rule is ein suffik ma'isi midevadei. A suffik, an assumption, even a roiv, cannot rectify a vadei problem. Frakti Gemara is that
Rava would hold the same thing. Let's say you knew that there was a navel.
All right. So according to Rava, yes, and Achanami. According to Rava, if you knew that there was a navel there, lefi what we're saying as of now, then and Achanami. Then it won't help the fact that a weasel could have taken away. It's only because we don't know 100% that there was ever an animal there that we could rely on the
we
weasel.
We don't know that for sure. But right. Here we know the fool that took it.
Right.
Because there also a differentiation between a vadai of the bread and of. I mean, I know there was.
That was the first eretz.
I know there was a mzera, but. So,
Rabbi doesn't seem to be going with that, right?
But here we don't even know if there was. By the navel, we don't even know if there was a fool there. So it could have been.
It could have been a fool there, right? Yeah.
We saw the fool there.
But over here, we saw the Chulda making the problem. Reb Zeir would seems to hold that even if there's a Vada Nefil, because it's because a Chulda for sure eats
Basar. Mishnah doesn't seem to differentiate. Mishnah doesn't But Garbage should sound like Ein Chayshin.
Right.
If you know, it's for sure bad.
Right.
There was a good deal.
Garbage
has no deal.
Garbage
just says a blanket rule.
Right. The Mishnah says that
Ein Chayshin,
but the
Mishnah
says.
Doesn't say
Ein Chayshin. But no, but the statement that Mishnah says, if there's a chodah there, then it's okay.
Right.
It
sounds like it was there.
Across the board. Yeah.
It's different.
No, but the pashas is you don't know. It's not a kashan rabba. You're right. The mashmois could be more like Rabzeir, but it's not a kashan rabba because the pashas is you don't know vaday. It's just the chash.
Right. But
Is that the rule in Taka that whenever you have a suffix solution that doesn't take care of a vade problem? Tanya, didn't we have a brice that we quoted this recently? Chavar shemais, if you have a chavar, someone who we know is makbid to be mafresh trumas and maisus properly, and he passed away, he was nifter, v'niach megura malaya peiros, and he left over a pile full of produce. And you're not sure, was this pile taken off Trumas and Meiser, was it fixed, or maybe not? So I feel even if it's mamish fresh, it was done that day, right before he was nifter, he didn't have much of a chance. It's not like it was sitting there waiting and for a while, then he for sure took off Trumas and Meiser. It was very recently that it came to the Gemar Malacha. Nonetheless, you have a right to assume that he took off Trumas and Maisus and the produce is all fixed. So the question is, we know for sure this produce came to a Gemar Malacha. That means it's 100%, it's a Vada that this thing was Teva. On the other hand, we have a question. Maybe he took off Maaser, maybe he didn't take off Maaser. You're right, we have a good assumption that Chaverim usually take off Maaser, but at the end of the day, it's still a Suffolk. We don't know for sure. And nonetheless, that assumption that a Chaver probably takes off Maaser is enough to take care of the problem that it was Vadei Tevel. So we see that a Suffolk is Maaser Midei Vadei. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam Vadei Vadei who... Over there, it's not considered a suffix versus a vaday. It's a vaday versus a vaday. The vaday ma'asri, because the assumption is, it's 100% clear to us, we don't even have a doubt, that a chaver takes care of his trumas and maasers right away, and therefore it's not even like we have a doubt and we say probably. It's either we know for sure that he took off trumas and maasers. Like Reb Chanina Chuzah, the Amr Reb Chanina Chuzah, Chazaka al Chaver Shem Moitzi Mitachaz Yadu Davar Shem Mesukin. We have a Chazaka about a Chaver that he doesn't let anything leave his hands while it's not fixed. That means to say, we know for sure, Kilu, it's 100% that he took care of it. Teretz number one. Vibayi Seimo, or we could say Teretz number two. Savaku Savaku. The question was over there, was Vade Tevel. And therefore, the assumption that a chaver took off Truma Meiser is a suffix that's being Meiser Midei Vadai. The teretz is that's not true, that's incorrect. Over there, it's a suffix versus a suffix. Because it's not a guarantee that it was ever Vadai Tavel either. Why? Because Dilma Meikara, Eimer Deloi Tavle. It's possible that even originally it never became Tavel. Ki Reboishio, like Reboishio, Dama Reboishio, Marim Adam, if a person is looking to circumvent the chiv of Truma Meiser, he wants to get out of paying the 10% of Meiser, so what does he do? He could do a Rama out of wasa on his grain, umachnisa b'moitshala, and he should bring it into the house while it's still in its shaft before the Gemar Malacha, kedeshete b'em to yacheles, in order that his behemo could be able to eat upatur min a Meiser and be potter from Meiser. Meaning to say that midarais, in order for something to be chayiv in Trumas and Meisers, in order to be considered tevel, it has to have two steps, and the two steps have to be in order. It first has to come to a Gemar Malacha, and then after it reaches the Gemar Malacha, then it has to have Riyas Pnei Abayis. It has to come into the house in the normal way of coming into the house, through the main entrances of the house. However, If it didn't come into the house the normal way, rather you brought it through the roof, through a skylight, in an abnormal way, so it never had Rias B'nai Abayis, or even if it had Rias B'nai Abayis, but if the Rias B'nai Abayis was before the Gemar Melacha, like over here, you brought it in the Maitshela, while it was still in a chaff, meaning before you threshed it and before you took care of it, before you did the Gemar Melacha, so then, even though you're going to do it afterwards in the house, so then it never had a Rias B'nai Abayis from the time of the Gemar Melacha and on, and therefore, it's Pater. Now that which is Pater, really Midrash says Pater, you could do whatever you want with it. But nonetheless, the reason why Rabbi Yishai says you could be Makal Tevemu, because the Teretz is, we know that even before something has becomes Tevel, even before the Gemar Melacha, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat an Achilas Keva from it, you're only allowed to eat an Achilas Arai. So as far as a person is concerned, if you did this, he would only be Mutter to eat Achilas Arai. But the Mishnah says in Maisid, that wherever a person is allowed to eat Achilas Arai, so then he's allowed to feed it to his animals, even though seemingly for the animal that's their meal, that would be Achilas Keva, because for animals, every Achila is considered on the level of Achilas Arai. So that's why Rabbi Yishai says, if you could do this Arama, to be able to feed it to your animals. But bottom line, it's possible on the Raisa level that maybe this thing never became Tevel. Maybe he did his trick. Now, let's point out of here, we're talking about a chaver.
Right.
Someone who probably wouldn't do it. But that's still enough, since it's possible to be done, you don't have a guarantee. You just have probably, you don't have a guarantee that it ever became devil. So the probably took off miser is enough to take care of the probably devil, because it's a Sulik versus a Sulik. It's not a Sulik versus a Radai.
It's not a
Sulik
versus a Sulik, you're just introducing another Sulik.
Right.
It's not something maybe you didn't do anything. Meaning...
Right. No, but it's not a Slavic Maitzimi Devade, because you don't know who was Vade Tevel either. Maybe it became Tevel, and if it became Tevel, maybe he took off.
That's introducing one more Slavic. There's also Slavic that maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't do
Tevel. And a Hanami.
So how does that help?
But that's the same thing like we were saying before by the Medurus Akum. There's a Slavic if there's an Evel there.
Uh-huh.
And if there was, maybe he took it away.
It's a suffix
mitzvah day suffix. Right.
And
Rove
doesn't play into this
at all? So that's why I spoke out before. Rashi seems to say that even something that's on the level of Roy, but you have to know how strong of a Roy, but Rashi says that even in the previous Kasha of the Gemara, and he says it again in the next Gemara as well, even where there's a Roy, for example, the Roy of Chaverim take off, it's still not called a Vadai, and it still wouldn't be able to take off from a Vadai.
Rove
is
Mavar,
I
would say.
So that's why you have to know what type of Roy we're talking about. There's a Ruba Diza come on, there's a Ruba Delesa come on, and also over here we know that there was a Vade, and the question is, did it change statuses? Yeah.
Yeah, but when does that Roy turn into Chazaka? That's the first Teres. Right? We're saying it's a Chazaka that.
Right.
To use other words, it's
more than Roy. It's like Kemat, everybody does it. Kemat, every cover does it. I mean, it's like, it's key.
When you say Kemat, that means it's still Roy.
I mean, it's technically possible. But no, but what I mean to say is certain things are Roy, certain things are what we call Anan Sadi, so to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Chazaka just means, right? Normally we say Ruva Chazaka, Ruva, although usually Roy is stronger than Chazaka, but there's certain Chazakas that are actually stronger than Roy. Because those Chazakas are not really what we call Chazaka, just an assumption. It's basically like an Anan Sadi, right? A woman carrying a child, we say a Chazaka, it's her child, and we would even, like the Gemara in Kedushin says, we would even, if they were Mezana with each other, we would give them Skila. No one ever saw that the mother gave birth to this child. That's an Anan Sadi. We don't have a doubt that that's the mother's child.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's certain Chazakas that when we use the word Chazaka, but it's basically like an Anan Sadi. Mm-hmm. So what we were saying, it's... Is it possible that it's not her child? It's definitely possible she adopted it. So, who didn't over here? Is it possible that he didn't take off? It's definitely possible, but we don't have a reason to suspect anything else but the fact that he took it off.
Now, according to the first Teretz, a person could eat it. According to the second Teretz, it's Aser D'Rabbanan's is Rashi at the bottom.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I was gonna get to that. One second. So far, as far as the deraisa was concerned, we say it's suffik with suffiku, and therefore suffik might say mitei suffik. Frekt Rashi akasha, but like we spoke out, achilas, since it didn't become tevel, it never became vadi tevel. so it never became usher in achilas arai. But achilas keva was always usher. As soon as you harvested it, it was usher b'achilas keva. So why legabi the suffik hafrasha? Why does that take care of the vadi isur rabbanon of achilas keva? So on that Rashi says, since that isur is only the rabbanon, so legabi an isur deraisa we say in suffik ma'itzim devadai. Legabi the isur rabbanon of achilas keva. In a case that it never became valid at all, so that iser is a weaker iser, and mistama heimamru veheimamru. So the assumption, even if it's not the level of a vadai, but the assumption that a chaver probably takes off is strong enough to take care of an iser derabbanan. Okay, says the Gemara further. Still, the ein safek mitzi midei vadai. We're still going to go with this rule of ein safek mitzi midei vadai. V'hatanya. Didn't we learn in a brisa? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa b'shivchos is your matzik. There's a story with the shivcha belonging to a matzik. Rashi says matzik is the lashon of an inish alma, a tough person, a very powerful person. Others are gerus masik, and then it would mean someone who's a ma'isik zaysin, that was his job. He was somebody who harvested olives. But either way, b'rimayin, in the city of Rimayin, this matzik lived. And he had a shifcha, she tila nefa lebar, that she had a miscarriage into a pit. Upa koyin, and a koyin came to check out what the story was over there. Vehitzitz boy, and he looked inside the pit. Leida im zachar hu im nekeva, to see if the nefa was a zachar or nekeva, to know how many days of yimei tuma and yimei tara does the shifcha have. We know that if it's a zachar, there's 7 days of Tumah and then 33 days of Tahara. If it's in a Keva, then there's 14 days of Tumah and 66 days of Tahara. Now Rashi speaks out over here that this Kain was definitely in the wrong, because he's not allowed to be Metame to a Nefil, to a Nefil's Tame, just like any other Mace's Tame. So he was not supposed to do it, but that's not Nagea. The Kain was wrong for doing it. The fact is that he did it. So now the Shara came to the Chacham, is this Kohen Tameh or not? V'tiaru. And they said that he's Tar, meaning obviously the end of the story was when the Kohen looked into the pit, he didn't end up seeing the Nefil. So the Shara came to the Chacham, do we say that Afal became the Nefil was there and he's Tameh, or do we say that maybe not? Maybe he's Tar. And says the Chacham that it's Tar, v'neshechulu ba'adulis mitzuyun sham. Because there's animals there, there's weasels there, bodless is some other type of animal that would eat the meat of a nephil. In Bava Kamma, the big machlekes rishonim, what exactly, how to translate a bodless. But anyway, so because an animal may have taken the nephil away, therefore, you could assume that the kain's tar. Fact the Gemara of Ahacha Devada Hitila of Safek Guru. Over there, we know for sure there were, at one point in time there was a Vadi Nefil in the bar. And now we have a Safek, maybe an animal took it out, maybe an animal didn't take it out. Safek like Guru. It's a Safek, maybe it didn't take it out. Hayishaita. Vika'asi Safek, umaiti mi devadi. And nonetheless, we're saying that the Safek, the chance that the Cholda or the Bardless took away the Nefil, is strong enough to override the Vade that there was a Nefil there, and therefore we could pass him that the Kain star. Says the Gemara, no, that wasn't the case. Loi teima sheitila Nefil abar. Don't say the case was we know for sure that she miscarried something that was a Nefil into the bar, meaning something that was already for sure formed enough that it had the Tzuras Vlad, enough to make be considered a Vlad that would be Metame, the oil. Ela ema she pila kemin nefil abar. You don't even know what she wasn't maple into the bar. She was maple something. It could have been a nefil, but it was early enough that it's possible that it didn't yet have the tzuras avlad, and therefore possibly there's no tumah here in the first place. Vavisafik usafik. So now it's again a safik versus a safik. First of all, maybe it was never a nefil in the bar because maybe what she miscarried was never tumah in the first place. And even in Tim Salemi, you're going to say that there was a nafel inside the bar. Possibly this animal came, the chulda and the bradless, and they took it away.
Why Why do you have to come after this? Why can't you just say the fact that he didn't see anything in the book
right, so
means that it was taken?
Right, so that's a good question. Why don't you say the fact that he didn't see anything in the bar is sufficient? The answer must be, first of all, it may be because of the dimensions of the bar. It's not a guarantee just because he didn't see from the top. I mean, had he seen, he would know he's for sure Tommy, and there wouldn't be a shiloh. But just because he didn't see doesn't mean that it's not there. It's possible because it's deep enough. It was dark down in the bottom. He didn't see, and also, like, where did it go? We know that it was there, and so as long as it's not clear that it's gone, it's possible that he missed it.
Mm-hmm.
So teretz is possibly an animal took it off. So it's vayter. It's only a suffix. It's a good suffix.
Wouldn't it be a suffix after the bar? Have somebody go into the bar and see it?
No, because that's why I think that's why the Gemara speaks out hayishaita. Because even if it's gone now, it doesn't mean it was gone then.
Oh, so that's where it is.
Right.
And also, you said that he was wrong. But isn't Rash saying shom lahagid le'imay matzivay?
Yeah, but
this would be a brother or sister.
But so first of all, the last dog of the Kain is related to him. So if Rashi himself says the Kain is wrong.
I know, but didn't Rashi
say the Imay of the Nathal?
Oh, I thought
right. So first of all, the Kain is not related to the baby.
Right.
And second of all, the Rishonim speak out not over here, but other places where we have the same brisa that even if it was, there's no heter of Shiva Kriva for a kind of Metamata Nafel. So even if it was his own, even had it been in his own, he wouldn't have been able to be Metamata.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So this kind was presumably was definitely wrong.
Okay.
He has to cover the whole pit with his body?
He has to cover otherwise it would only be a suffix.
But if he's not covering the whole pit.
Because then it would write to be a suffix and a suffix. Right. Yeah, anachanami.
It doesn't become like a, it's not like an oil, like a bias, like the whole bias becomes.
But he's the top, right? So if he only covered half the pit, right, a house that only has a roof on half the house, only that half that has a roof is an oil.
Right,
it spreads as.
But doesn't a grave go straight up? Tumah v'mes goes straight up?
Because a grave has a top, right? This is just. A grave has a top. Right, if it doesn't have a top, it goes straight up, connected the mace, not to the sides. So over here, just a nafel. Nafel's not so wide.
He went on top of it.
So he leaned over, so he must have covered the whole pit as he leaned over. Right, so getting back to what Barak was asking before, right, so it's not a vaday that it dragged away. So even though we didn't see it, maybe it's a good assumption, but it's not any better than the havamin of the previous thing, that there's a good assumption, probably a chavar takes off Truma Meiser. It's still only a problem. It's still a suffix. So ain't suffix might be a suffix. So, but on that, the Gemara answered that no, we don't know in the first place that it was ever a Vade Nafel there. Frankly, Gemara, how could you say that? The Brisa says that he looked in there to see if it's a Zachar or a Nekeva. From the fact that we said those words, it sounds like that it was clear, it was already assumed that there was a Nafel there, and the only question was this Nafel a Zachar, or was this Nafel a Nekeva? So says the Gemara, no, Hoki Kamar. No, you're missing a step. This is what it meant to say. Meaning he was coming to Mivar, not one thing, but rather two things. First of all, Leidim Ruach Epila Im Nefel Epila. He wanted to see if it was an Nefel Bechlal or not, meaning maybe it was just a bloated sack and the baby inside was not yet formed to be considered a Nefel. Or maybe not. Maybe a navel abula. Maybe it was already formed enough to be considered a navel. That was question number one that he was looking to be mevayer. The imdim zalemer navel abula. And then on top of that, even on the tzad that it was a navel, and you know that for sure there is some tuma for her. She's a yeledes. But now the question is leidim zakeru im nekevu. But all of that was part of the suffix that the kohen set out to be mevayer, and therefore we could still say our teretz that it was never a vade navel. The Ibayisema. Or we could give another teretz. Hosam vadeyu vadeyu. Over there, it's a vadey versus a vadey. Again, the question was originally, we thought that it's a ein safek maitzmi de vadey. Teretz is over there, it's a vadey versus a vadey. Because kivan de chudu or badl is mitzuyin sham, because if it's a place, obviously we're talking that there are chudus and there are badlus that hang around. Because otherwise, why should we assume that a chudus and a badlus came? Right, so teretz is we're talking about a place that it's normal to, right? It's an alley in Chicago. You, of course, you have rats there, right? So you have chulas and bagluses there. So if that's the case, if you know they hang around, vada geru. It's not a suffix. If a chul and a barbel see meat, they vada took it. Vahishaita. And he took it to its den, where, to its hole, wherever it is. So nihivishur mishayra, so you're right that we know from our Mishnah that when a chulda takes something, you can't assume that it was consumed, that it was eaten. So that's as far as chametz is concerned. In our Mishnah, it's not enough to know that it dragged the chametz, because what does it help you to drag the chametz? If it dragged the chametz into his hole somewhere in the house, why do you have chametz in your house? But migur, mi is vada garum, but over here where we're dealing with oil, we're not dealing with if it exists or not, we don't care if the navel exists. We want to know if the kain, when he leaned over the bit, was he mal on the vlad or not? On the navel or not? So that much for sure, the chulda vada pulled it away to its den. So if that's the case, it's definitely not here. It might be eaten, it might not be eaten. But that doesn't concern us. As long as it's not here, he's not tamei. Right, so migra mi and vada garum by yishaita. At that time, you could for sure assume mitam vadai that it was dragged away, that it's no longer sitting where opposite the kain inside the pit.
So the first teretz was taking out the whole chulda and barbelus out of this whole equation, right?
What do you mean?
First teretz saying maybe it's a suffix whether it was a nafel
or not,
it was just aver. And then even if it was a nafel,
no, look, I mean, there's two things with it. The kain being tar was because of the chulda and the barbelus. Versus the suffix nafel is the chulda barbelus. This thing that the Gemara is mentioning about the suffix zachas suffix gave, that's what the kain was doing.
I mean, suffix
with suffix. The suffix is the suffix that there's a nafel there, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, then okay, and then in order to retire him, that's when they use
right.
And over here, so what are we saying? Just that it's a zipper that.
Right. This is like a kilo a cheskas chaver, right? It's a zipper that he pulled it away. Fred the Gemara, umi
amrinon. Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
It's a zikr that he pulled it away because he doesn't see it, right? Obviously.
But if he would see it, then it's not a zikr. Right?
Or why would they send him if it's a zikr that they take him away, that they pull it away? If it's a zikr,
right.
What are you sending him for?
Why did they send it? Right. So Chazal held it was a zikr. I don't know
it's
if
like,
the people
like
held
metal
it.
In
but
your
yeah.
Garbage. You know it's
right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Maybe he looked.
Huh?
Maybe he looked.
No, but we're saying it's a chazaka, just like a
chaver.
That is
yeah. So even the guy doesn't know the chazal held that it's a chazaka to pull away. This
guy. So this guy was sent him.
Yeah,
them.
Right. Or you could say that maybe you're right. It's in conjunction with the fact that he didn't see it. But once you didn't see it, you have the right
to use
the chazaka that he took away. Friday Gemara, umi amrinin ein chayshish in shemagir a chulda. Still, do we say that you're not chayshish that a chulda pulled away the chametz, meaning called, like, not in the case that you saw, which we just discussed, but going back to the Mishnah says that as long as you didn't see a chulda, you don't have to assume that maybe there was a chulda there that you didn't see that pulled chametz from one place to another place. Are we talking achayishish for a chulda? V'akatani seifa, the Mishnah later on in the parak says, Masha Mishaira, after you bedikas chametz, so you always leave over. You're going to leave over some stuff to burn. And also, the next morning you want to have breakfast. So you leave some chametz over. So it says the Mishnah, Masha Mishayr, the chametz that you're going to leave over, Yanichen and Bitzinna, leave it over in a safe place, in a Mishaloi Yetzarach B'digachar, because you're not going to leave it in a safe place. And too many stories happen. You put it out where your kids could get to it, and then they go spread it all over the house, or it doesn't have to be kids. It could be critters for the same matter, and then they spread it all over the house, and now what do you have? You have to do another B'digachar.
Then you're going to see it's missing.
Oh, well, I was going to get to that. 1 second. So, L'chayr, what are you chayshid for? Why are you putting a betzina? You don't have to suspect that a chulda came, so just let it stay on your dining room table. So the Gemara says two truths. First the Gemara attempts to say like this. Amar Abaye, L'kasha, ha'ba arba osar, ha'ba shlesh osar. It depends. Our Mishnah is talking about that a guy did a bedikah a day early. For whatever reason, maybe he's going away, or whatever the reason is, he did a bedikah a day early on the 13th. That Mishnah later on, that says, Masha Mishayish Yanichene Bitzinah, says Beferish over there, that it's talking about the 14th. So that's the Chiluk. B'Shleisha Asar, on the 13th, the Shchiach Rifta, that bread is common, because most people still have bread in the house. You're right, that this guy did a bedikah, But in general, most people still have bread around on the 13th. So the Shriya Garuach of the Bekulubati, since it's easy for the Cholda to find bread in all the houses, lemata. So the Cholda is not nervous that there's a food shortage. So he doesn't have to start hoarding food. So whatever it takes, it eats. And we don't have to be afraid that it's going to go start taking things more than it needs to and start hiding it. By Rabbi Asa on the 14th, the Lashkiach Rifta, he's walking around, there's a food shortage. He doesn't chop what's going on. There's no food. So what does he do? As soon as he finds something, I better hide, start hiding it, start hoarding it. So the Lashkiach Rifta, Bukurabati, Matzah, so there, over there, it needs to start hiding food. So on the 14th, says the Gemara, that's shot in the next mission over there. Over there, you better be careful with your chametz, because if you're not careful with the chametz, then you have to be chayshir that a chol doesn't come and drag something away. Amar Rava, says Rava, v'chi chol de nevia, is the chol de nevia. This is just a play on words, because there's a navi, a nevia, one of the shiva nevias is chol de. But so v'chi chol de nevia, he is the chol de so smart. The other, the Idna Abes of Leofia at the Orta, he knows that today is the 14th of Nisan, and therefore no one's going to be baking until tonight because you can't have chumps, you can't have matzah. Umeshairo, Matam, and therefore leaves stuff over and hides it. You know, well, how does a Chulda doesn't make such chesbainis? If we're chesed, then Chulda takes food and preserves it for later, we should always be chesed. We're not chesed, we're not chesed. When it starts saying it makes chesbainis, it realizes how much food is around in the houses. Ela Amar Rava, therefore says Rava. You know what the chash is? You're right. Kozman, you don't see a chulda. You don't have to suspect it. But what if you do see a chulda carrying something? Then you would have a problem. So don't give yourself the opportunity of maybe seeing a chulda carrying something, so make sure you put it in a safe place. Because if you don't put it in a safe place, there's a chance that a chulda will take it, and when he takes it, if you see it, then you'll have a problem. Right, so shematito chol b'vei, because maybe you'll end up seeing a chol right in front of you carrying a piece of chametz. It's a bedik akram, and in that situation, you'll taka have to do a new bedik. Tani kavos said the rabbi, we taka have a brayta that explains the chashash like rabbi says, because the brayta going on that mission later on in our parak, it says haraitz alecho chametz achar bedika. If you want to preserve some chametz because you want to eat after the bedika, Keta the answer, what should you do in order that you shouldn't run into problems? Ma'asha Mishaya, what you leave over Yanichena Betzino, you should put it in a safe place. Shalitavi Chota, in order that a Chota shouldn't come, Vetito Befanenu, and carry it in front of us. So we see clearly from this verse that the Chashash is Vetito Befanenu. If you see the Chota, that's when you're going to run into yourself, that's where you're opening the door, you're going to run into problems. Vietzar Bedika Akrav, in such a case, you're going to end up requiring a new bedika. So that's teretz number one. Rav Mari says a very simple teretz. Gzeir shem yiniach eser v'yintzatesha. You're right. Cause mind that you don't know how much chametz is here, and you just see a pile of chametz, and you're clearing. Maybe someone took some of the chametz. Maybe a chulda came. Maybe it didn't come. You're not mechuyev to be chayshid. But if you know how much chametz you put down, you know you put down 10 pieces, and you come back and there's only 9 there. Then obviously one of them was taken. So that's why anichenu b'tzina, because it's very easy to run into a problem. According to the first teretz, you can only run into a problem if you actually see a cholda walking around with a piece of chametz. But according to the second teretz, it's very simple. As if you know how much chametz you put down and you find less, so obviously a cholda came and took it.
Why obviously maybe one of the kids took it?
Right. So I'm not sure over here why we're not questioning for people. Maybe it's talking about a person who. He knows that he didn't take it, and someone in the family didn't take it. Maybe he knows what. If he had kids taking it, then anyway, he probably needs a new bedik.
Because they, you know, if the kids don't leave for later,
they don't leave for later. They make messes with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So it's exactly that he'll put down 10 pieces of chametz, and I'll find only 9. It happens every year, and therefore he's going to need a new bedikah. So that's why we tell him, make sure you put it in a safe place.
Yeah, why now they sell those kits with the small pieces of bread, so it's less than a...
That's why is why they say to leave less than a gezeis.
Right.
Each one less
than a gezeis. Each piece individually should be less than a gezeis. Okay, so now that we're talking about sveikis and what you do in cases of sveikis, so the Gemara is going to go through a lot of different possible scenarios for the next close to a blot what you do in all these scenarios. So Teisha Tziburim Shel Matzah. Let's say you have a case. You have 9 piles of matzah, ve'echad shel chametz, and there's a 10th pile that was chametz. Ve'asa achbar, and you see a mouse, ve'shakal, that took from one of the piles and carries it into the house. But you didn't see exactly which pile it took from. So you're not sure if it took a piece of matzah and schlepped matzah into the house, which if that's the case, then fine, you're not required to do a bedikah. Or maybe it took from the chametz pile. Now if it took from the chametz pile, you got a piece of chametz in your house, now you have to do a new bedikah. Hai nu teishin chanuyus. So that's
We know that it went into the house?
Yeah, you saw it walk into the house.
It says the shuffle over your
bed. Yeah, but that's what it means. It took it and it walked into that, right. Mm-hmm. So this halacha, we could prove from the Mishnah of Teisha Chanuyus that we're about to quote soon, but we didn't do it now because we're gonna quote another case first, and then we're going to quote the Mishnah on both cases together. Pirish, if let's say it didn't take from one of the piles itself, but rather something fell off of one of the piles, you didn't see which pile it fell off of, and then only after it was off the pile, then the mouse came and took that thing that was perished, that separated from one of the piles, and again brought it into the house. So then that halacha we could be pashit from the seifa of the Mishnah of Teisha Chanuyus, the Tnan. Because we learned in the Mishnah, Teisha Chanuyus, if you have 9 stores, Kulam, Malikrim, Basar, Shchuta, that all sell kosher meat, meat that had a proper Shchita. The Achas, and there's a 10th store, Mecheres Basar Nevela, that sells not kosher meat, Nevela meat. The Lakach Me Achas Mehem, and this guy absentmindedly walked into one of the stores and bought. The Any Yedei Amazem Lakach, and he doesn't know which store he walked into. So the question is, did I walk into a kosher store and is the meat that I bought kosher meat? Or did I possibly walk into the not kosher store and if that's the case, the meat that I bought is not kosher? So the halacha is Sveikoy Aser. Misafik, we say that the meat is Aser. Why? Because there's a rule called Kol Kavua Kemechsa Mechsadami. Even though Roiv of the store is 9-1 in fact over here, are kosher, but as whenever something's kavua, the suffix is things that are fixed. So then we don't follow Rav. This is Xeris Hakasav. We learn it from Sukkim that when the suffix is kavua, you don't follow Rav. We look at it as if it was mechza mechza, as if it's a 50-50 suffix. So he walked into one of the 10 stores. We don't know which one. Since it's kavua, we say it's a 50-50 suffix. Possibly, he walked into the non kosher store, and the meat that he has in his hands is not kosher meat. So too by us. There's 10 piles. The piles are fixed. They're set in their place. So it's kavua. So even though 9 of the piles are matzah, and only one of them is chametz, if the mouse went to one of the piles, so it's comparable to walking into one of the stores, and we don't know to which one it went to, it's a 50-50 suffix. Possibly it took from the chametz pile, and therefore the house has suffix chametz. However, Ubenimtza, if you find a piece of meat lying on the floor, I mean, obviously it was perished from the stores, it came from one of these 10 stores, somebody must have taken it out and brought it out and dropped it, now it's on the floor, so it came from one of these 10 stores, but it's not kavu anymore, the suffix wasn't born where the Isra and the Heta are kavua, but rather it already separated from there, and the question is, which one did it separate from? So then, we follow the Rav. That's the regular rule of Rav, called the Parish, Meruba Parish. Something that came from somewhere, we want to know where it came from, so we have a right to assume that it came from the Rav. So too by us, the second case that we discussed, there was a piece that came from one of the 10 piles, and then a mouse took it, so we don't know which one of the 10 piles it came from, so we'll say, called the Parish, Meruba Parish. If it's separated, we could assume that it's separated from the Rav. We'll assume that it's matzah, and therefore that house will not require a new bedikah. Next case. What happens if you have shnei tziburim, you have 2 piles, echad shel matzah, one of the piles is matzah, ve'echad shel chametz, and the second pile is chametz. So here you only have 2 piles, there's no roivs. U'lefneim shnei batim, and there's 2 houses over here. Achas baduk, v'achas shein baduk. One house already had a bedikah done, and the other house did not have a bedikah done. For also shnei achbarin, 2 mice came, Echad shakol matzah, one took matzah from the matzah pile. Echad shakol chametz, and one took chametz from the chametz pile. And one mouse went to each house. V'loyadinam, but we don't know, hey lahai, ayo v'hei lahai, which mouse went into this house and which house went into that house. Do we say the chametz house went, the chametz mouse went into the chametz house, and the matzah mouse went into the matzah house, and then everything's good? Or maybe not. Maybe the chametz mouse went into the matzah house, and the matzah mouse went into the chametz house, and if that's the case, both houses require bedikah. I mean, obviously the one that didn't have a bedikah requires a bedikah, but now the point is that the one that didn't, that already had a bedikah, requires a new bedikah. So says the Gemara, Hainu shtei kupos. That we could be pashut from the Mishnah of two boxes, the Tanan. Shtei kupos, if you have two boxes of produce, acha shachulin, one is filled with chulin produce, the trumas and maizes were already taken off, the acha so truma, and the other one is filled with truma produce. Ulefaneim, and in front of the boxes, shnei sa'in, you have two saw of produce, echad shel chulin, one was a chulin saw, v'echad shel truma, and the other one was a truma saw. V'nafa elu l'sech elu, one saw fell into one box, one saw fell into the other box. And again, the same subject. You don't know, did the truma fall into the truma box and the chulin into the chulin box, or maybe vice versa. Now, obviously, Rashi speaks out over here, obviously we're talking about a case that you don't have a shir bittul. If you had a shir bittul, then there wouldn't be a shayla. But we're talking that you don't have a shir bittul. So the question is, could we assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin? Or do we have to say that maybe it happened the opposite way, and therefore both boxes are now misafik truma? So we say, elu mutarim, they're both mutar. Shani Aymer, because I have a right to say chulun say chulun nafel, the truma say truma nafel. You have a right to assume, even though there's no svar to say one more than the other. Nonetheless, we have a right to assume that the truma fell into the truma, the chulun fell into the chulun, and therefore nothing got messed up. Who I didn't over here will assume that the mouse that has the chametz went into the house that's ainu baduk, and the mouse that has the matzah went into the house that's baduk. Says the Gemara, one second. Aymer damin and Shani Aymer. When do we have a right to say this kula of Shani Aymer, b'chuma derabban? Over there, where it's a suffix in the derabbanon, Rashi says that we're talking about chuma bezman hazeh, which is only derabbanon. So therefore, you have a right to be meiko. But b'chametz deraisa chametz, which is deraisa mi'amrinan. Who said we have such a kula? I mean, why should we assume that? Teretz is where it's only a shayla of a derabbanon. So a derabbanon the kula. We have, as long as you have a way to assume, a way to be taylor, you have a right to be taylor. Over here, where it's a shayla of
derabbanon, because you're
big bepapel. Oh, that's Gemara's Teretz. One second. So over here, where it's a shayla of a deraisa, how could you be meiko? So says the Gemara. Mamash Barak said, "Also, b'tikas chametz deraisa is b'tikas chametz deraisa derabbanoni. The midraisa be bittul bal masagla. The chiyut to do b'tikas chametz is also derabbanon. Midraisa you can get away with bittul. So Teretz is it's a chiyut derabbanon. So it's a suffik derabbanon. Copy that. You have a way to be titled that the chametz went into the chametz house and the matzah went into the matzah house. So you have a right to be makel, just like over there that the